Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Daf Mem Aleph. Zok de Heilige Mishnah, Kol Chazoka She'eni Motayna Eina Chazoka. A Chazoka of Gimel Shanim, we'll see there's Bam learns not only Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but also Cheskes Yem Echad, of Cheskes Tashmishin. The halacha is that without a taina, it's not a chazaka. Keitzad, Omala, he says, Ma ta'isa b'seich shali, what are you doing in my field? Vo'imer shali, Omali, Adam, Dover, Mi'oilam. Nobody told me anything about it. That means I'm here, I agree that it was not my field, but nobody said anything to me. Ain't a chazaka. The Mishnah continues, Shemachar tali, Shemachar tali, matana. If he said, you sold it to me, you gave it to me as a matana, or avicha machrali, avicha nasli matana, hare zu chazaka. That is a din of chazaka if you say, Machar tali. If you're Yerush, you don't need a taina. The Ritva is Ma'ir on the Lashna Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah starts off and says a chazaka without a taina is not a chazaka. For example, if the Machzik says, Li Omar Li Adam Dovar Ma'ilam, which is Mashma, only in a case where he's Ma'idah, that he does not have the land, he has no koyach in this land bechlal, that's when there's no chazaka. But if he would say, Zachisi by Wazaych in the land bedin, or he would be quiet, then he would have a chazaka. But the Seifa says, Fakert, the Seifa says, only if you say Machartoli on a Satli Matana, that's when the Machzik has a chazaka. But if he doesn't taina Machartoli, then it's not a chazaka. And Ritva answers, and he says that the Seifa said in Davke, Atamachartli, you have a chazaka to tell us in a case that where you originally said, like the case of the Reisha, and then you were chayzer and you said, Atamachartli, the halacha would be, you still would have a chazaka sheyesh imotaina, because lamaisa, you're tining mochartli. L'chayr is mashim in the Ritva, that be'etzim, if you were taina shali or you'd be shaysik, then you would have a chazaka. And the diak from the reisha, it's mashim that that's the ikar diak, that the only reason why chazak sheni what taina is not a chazaka is because you said le'om ali adam davar me'olam. But l'chayr and reiva rishenim is avur not like that. It's avur that even if you are maida, not only in a case where you were maida, you were not kind of the karka, it's not a chazaka, but even in a case where you just are quiet, or you are just say it's mine, and you don't have a taina gemuri, you don't say that lekachtali, it's also not a chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda daf chavchesim and beis says it's mash from the Mishnah that even in the oifen of that the machzik is shaysek, or he says any roitzela shiv chadover, I don't want to respond to you because la bal dvarim de diat, it's not a chazaka. Mr. Tva also in daf chavches says that only if it's mevar and he says shalokhosh nosle matana, it's a chazaka. But if he says tam the karka is mine, then ein mekabla mimenu taina stuma. We're not mekab from him just tam as a taina which has no explanation. L'chayrat evur also from the fact that the Mishnah says by yoyrish and likeach, you don't need a taina, but you need to come on to the din taninon. And the makim where it's not shayach tanina, for example, we'll see in this later in the sugya, hemshach ha-sugya, where it's not dar by chad yoyimba, they don't have a chazaka. L'chayr, the Yerush doesn't know anything about what happened to this land. He just knows his father died and inherited the land. His shtik is not a hidor that he was not kind of the karaka. So why doesn't his gimel shanim constitute a cheskes gimel chazaka? L'chayr, it's mevur that you need a taina mamish. And these rishayim and for the mashmoyes and mishnah, it's mashmi. You need a taina lehedya to say the kuchihi viyadi. The achrayim also medayik that from the lashon Rambam in Perikid Gimel and Chustayin and Nitin Alocha Beis. It says that achir shayt v'katan ein achilas and raya. Achir shayt v'katan that a oichel peiris v'gimel shanim, they don't have cheses gimel shanim. Neisha ein lahan taina, they don't have a taina kedish tamei da karka biyodon. They don't have a taina that they should be able to keep the karka. And the goyin, the gra in simin kuf mem tes ois chofhei is mevar that their taina is not a taina because they're achir shayt v'katan and they mail it as a din of chazaka she'eni ma taina. The Ketzayis is my ear, why we don't say taninan, but al-Kopanim it's mevor, that if without a taina gemura, there's no chazaka. It's not enough that you just amayid and say, lehoi dvar ma'ilam, you amayid that the karaka is not yours, that your chazaka is not a chazaka. But even if you say it's yours, and even if you say that you are zaycha b'din, but if you don't taina gemura like a kuchi biyadi, the halacha is that the chazaka is not a chazaka. And the shaila is, why? L'chayr, you have a chacha midlay michav gimel shanim. Why don't you have a chazaka with the fact that you are eichel in Paris with gimel shanim? So the Ktsois Lishitosai explains that since Chazaka is Takanas Chazal, so you could say the Pashas, the Chazal, were not Masakin, did Chazaka only Bemokim that have a Tainas Bari that you were kind of the Karaka. And you, Tainas Bari that you were kind of the Karaka, so then you have a Chazaka. But if you don't, they were Masakin the Chazaka. You have Takanas Chazal of Cheskes Gimel Shonim. But Bemokim, you were not Tain, any Taina Gemura, the Chazal were not Masakin the Din of Cheskes Gimel Shonim. That's the Ktsois Lishitosai. But the Kilas Yankiv, the Stiplin, Simi Yudches, Oizayin, and others ask that the Shitas Ramban, we mentioned many times that the Yisayid of Din Chazaka is that there's a Yichacha from the Shtikas HaBailim, from the fact that the Bailim was quiet, that's a Raya that there was a Mechira. So Lachair, it's very schwer. Why do you need a Din Taina? Lachair, without a Taina, you already have a Yichacha from the Shtikas HaBailim. So, because we know that he should have been Mecha, why wasn't he Mecha? So if he says lehoyed dvar me'olam, so he could say there was a hoyda that he was not koina. But by Yerush Olekeach, or Stamaz, if he says that a Gzeicha Bedin, Lechere should be able to have a Cheses Gimel Shonim without a Taina. Zok the Stipler, the Lotzmuchach from over here, that the Chazal were not Seimich on the Chochem Neshtika alone. It only helps with Sirif, a Taina's Bari of the Machzik. You have to have both. Even though the Iker Chazaka is a Yichacha from the Shtika Sabailim, but the Yichacha is not a Yichacha Gemura unless there is also a Taina. And it's a Yichacha which Messiah a Taina. But if you don't have also a Taina Gemura, the Chazaka alone won't help. Earlier in the Gemara in the Afchav Chesel and Beis, when the Gemara asks, Alibid Oil Chayusha, El Miata, Chazaka Sheni, Matina, Tevi Chazaka, and Tais over there explains the Gemara's Kasha that according to Oil Chayusha, that this time of Chazaka is because it's a Chacha from the Shtika, so then even the Mokim that he says, Leoma, Leodim, Dom, Me'olam, we could say that since the Bailam was quiet for 3 years, that's a Chacha that the Bailam was, Michael the Karaka. It's also by Yerush, even though he Tainas, it should be a Chazaki, Memokim, there was not Dor by Chayyema. That's the Gemara. The goof of the Gemara's Kasha is what the Achrayim are asking in the Shitzer Ramban. Since it's a Chach from the Shtikas HaBailim, why do you need a Taina? The Gemara over there answers, why do we say you need a Taina? The Amrinan Dilma could have come or Hashta, Iulay Taina non litinlay. So you have to say that this, what the Stipel and the Achrayim are saying, is included in the Gemara's Teretz, that a Chazaka of Gimel Shonim helps, which is be a Said, a Hechacha, Mishtikas HaBailim, a Hechacha from the fact that the Bailim did not make a Macha, it's a Raya that there was a Mechira. That's only Betzirif is Taina. Like the Lashna Gemara, Dilma Kedekomar Iu. But the Mokim that he himself does not Taina anything whatsoever, then this doesn't help the Chazaka. The Mishnah ends and says, Habomi Shum Yerusha Einoi Tzorech Taina. If you are Yairish, a Yairish does not require a Taina. Here also the Shar Mishpat and Simen Kuf Mem asks, Lashitz Ramban, that the Yisrael of Cheses Gimel Shonim is that it's a Raya from Ishtika right away. And the only reason why you need the Gimel Shonim is because otherwise there's a Taina of Ach Vishtorcha. Where's your Shtar? A person usually doesn't lose their Shtar within 3 years. That's why you have to wait 3 years in order to have a Chazaka. But the Etzem Echacha is Miyad. So then Viter, why do you need, what does it mean? You need a Taina. So by Yerush and Fakert, by Yerush and Lekeach, where it's not Shaykh Ach Vishtorcha, so then it should be a Chazaka immediately. The whole Cheses Gimel Shonim is the reason why you need the full 3 years only because of the Taina of Ach Vishtorcha. Over here, by Yerush, the Mishnah says ain't Tzarech Taina, he doesn't know what happened. And there's no Shtar, so why isn't there a Chazaka? Miyad. You can't Taina that Yerush should be erased so they didn't find the Shtar, because then what would help the Cheses Gimel Shonim? So it must be that we don't expect that he should have a Shtar. So then, L'chayr, you don't need to have to wait Gimel Shonim. If the Machzik will say, Liamatli Dover Me'olam, see, he was not Koina. But a Yerush doesn't know what the Taina says, arrived from the Shtikas Marakama. So L'chayr, you don't need Bechlal that you should have to wait 3 full years. But the Rishimon Shkop in Simon Yud Beis is Meyashev, and he says that the gather of the din of Tanin and Yisayim and Lekuchais is that we taina for them whatever their father or the Meicher could have tainted. So therefore, if the Ben is not Machzik Gimel Shonim, in such a case, the father would not have had a schus to taina in the karka that Lekuchi biyodi because of the taina of Ach Vishtarcha. So in Meila, the Ben also does not have a schus. It means even though in a oifin, if the ba'av would have been machzik in a oifin where there's no reyes of ach v'shtorcha, the chazaka would help even less than 3 years. But in the din of tanin and liyoyresh, or the kuchais, it doesn't help. The fact that an av has such a koyach theoretically, it has to be that lefi this matzav, lefi the matzav of the av, there would be a taina, and mainly it would be neman, so that we could say tanin and for the yorishim. If in the case of Pochs Megimel Shonin, there was no, the Av would not have a Chazaka because there would be a Taina on him of Ach Vishtarcha. So, Mela, the Gabi Yusayim, also, we can't say Taninon for the Yusayim, what we could not say a Taina for the Av. The Av would not have been Zeicha with just the Taina of Lekuchi Biyadi if it's Pochs Megimel Shonin because of the Taina of Ach Vishtarcha. So, too, the Gabi the Yusayim, you have to wait a full Gimel Shonin to take away the Taina of Ach Vishtarcha. Reb Ruvain in Simen Yud Aleph in Hagah is Miyashiv the Shar Mishpat Kasha Lishitasai in the Pshat in the Shita of the Ramban. He had explained, and we had mentioned this earlier in the early Shiurim, he's learned Pshat in the Shita of the Ramban that since there's a Tain of Ach Vishtarcha for up to 3 years, Mimela now there's already no Raya from the Shtika of the Ma'ar. Because the reason why the Ma'ar did not make a Machoz, because he was Tzaymach on the fact that it'll come in Taina Ach Vishtarcha, where you Machzik, where's your Shtar? So Lefi Zeh, the Machzik does not have a Chazok until 3 years pass, and there's no Tain of Ach Vishtarcha, not because the Tain of Ach Vishtarcha is what's going to be Seitzer as Chazaka, but because now there's already no Eichocha from the Shtik of the Ma'ar, because he wasn't Shaisik, he was Shaisik for 3 years, because he figured that he could always Tain Ach Vishtarcha, and Mele, there's no Eichocha anymore. But Fizeh, it's very geschmack that by these Yerish, even though Takan the Yerish has no Tain of Ach Vishtarcha, because he doesn't have the Shtar, but there's still no Raya from the Shtik of Sama'ar until a full 3 years. And that's why, even if we would say Taninon, Liyasaimim, even the Shitas Ramban, you would need Gimel Shanim for Chazaka. We had mentioned that the Rishbam learns in the Mishnah that the din of Kochazaka Sheni Motaina Eina Chazaka is not only as far as Cheskas Gimel Shanim is concerned, but also Legabi the Halacha of Cheskas Tashmishin, which is Biyayim Echad. Interesting that we find there's a machlekes rishonim of what the din chazaka is. According to the Rashbam, the cheskas tashmishin does not require gimel shanim; it's a chazaka miyad. And you also see, according to the Rashbam, that a cheskas tashmishin, which it needs a taina, just like cheskas karkoy, just like cheskas gimel shanim. If he just says that where were you? You weren't meicha. The chazaka is not going to help. But besides the Shitas Rashbam, that you don't need Gimel Shanim, you need a Taina, there's a Shitas Rabbeinu Yoin and Avav and Aleph, and the Rosh in the first parak in Simen Yud Gimel, and also in Mukiyayis Hashem Rabbeinu Tam, that they learn that Cheskas Tashmishin is Daima the Cheskas Karkois. You're not Kaina until after Gimel Shanim. And that they argue with the Rashbam, but they agree with the Rashbam that you need a Taina. You need a Chazok HaSheshim Vataina. But the Rishitas Rivam, Tosis brings in the Chav Gimel Manal of Dirmaschel Vaha, is the exact opposite of Shitas Rashbam. He learns that Cheses Tashmishin is Daimel Cheses Karkois, that you're not kind of left to Gimel Shanim, but he holds that you don't need a Taina. So it's exactly if I cared. Number one, Cheses Tashmishin is yes, like Cheses Karkois, you need Gimel Shanim. But number two, it's not like Cheses Gimel Shanim, but you need a Chazok Sheshim Mataina. Chazok Sheshim Mataina also works. And the Reb Nochem is Mevar, the Shitza Rivam, that he holds is no Raya from the Shtika Sama'ar, because the Shtamshis is not a Siba from Acho. Only after Gimel Shanim, then the Bailam can have a real concern that maybe that the one who's using it is going to Taina that he was kind of the Gufa Karka, so it should have been Meichos, so and then there's a Raya Mishti Kosei. So that's why the Rivam held that you have to have Gimel Shanim in order to have a Chazaka by Tashmishin, but you don't need a Taina because it doesn't have a din of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. You don't have to have a Taina. Interesting, the Shitzai Ga'inim, the Mukiyesa brings it in Vav Med Aleph, and the Tur brings it also in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Chav Dalid, is that Cheskas Tashmishin is not Doimet Cheskas Kois, it doesn't need Gimel Shanim, that's like the Rishbam, and it doesn't need a Chazaka Sheyesh Ima Taina. It doesn't need even a Taina Bechlal. So here we see four shitas in the din of Cheskas Tashmishin. You have the Rishbam Shita that you don't need Gimel Shanim, but you need a Taina. You have a Ben Yoyin in the Rosh that you need Gimel Shanim and you need a Taina. You have the Rivam that you need Gimel Shanim, but you don't need a Taina. And you have the Shitas Ga'inim that you don't need Gimel Shanim and you also don't need a Taina. The Ktzais asks the Fidur Rishayim that hold that Cheses Tashmishin does not require a Taina, so what's Pshat? Even if there's a Raya from the Shtikas HaBayal at Deo Meichel, but with what was the Magzik Koine? He didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. Unless you say the Ktzais speaks out in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, and maybe you'll say according to the Rambam Shita in Mechilchas Mechir, Perek Alf, Alok Tesvav, that Achilas Paris is a Kinyan, Legabi the Karka, so maybe you'll say that Etzim Ishtamshus is like an Achilas Paris, and that itself blibes a Maisa Kinyan. But the Shita's arrive it is that Achilas Paris is not a Maisa Kinyan. So it's Shver, how could you have a Kinyan here? Ein Achanami have a Raya Midloi Micha, but where is the Kinyan? And the Ktzais answers and he says that Davka to be kind of the Gufa Karka derive and holds doesn't help Achilas Peris. But to be kind of Kinyan of his Chus Ishtamshus in the Karka, it helps Achilas Peris. It's a Chiddush in the Ktzais to Mechalik the Gabi the Kinyan in the Gufa Karka and a Kinyan in the Chus Ishtamshus in the Karka. Now the Gabi the Gufa Karka won't help Achilas Peris. It doesn't buy by Ishtamshus in the Karka, it doesn't buy by Kinyan in the Gufa Karka. But the Gabi having a Kinyan in the Chus Ishtamshus, for that Achilas Peris would help. Another important nekuda is now that the Mishnah says that chazaka she'eni mataina is not a chazaka, and the machzik cannot be zeiche bedin with cheses gimel shanim if he doesn't have a taina of lekuchi biyadi that he bought it. So what do we do now? Do we allow the ma'ar to take back his land kolzman he doesn't have a chazaka, or do we have to say that the machzik is in the land now? Let him keep the land till we can be mavar that it's the marakamas. The Mordechai brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yochar, there's Mestapik. If Machmas Shena Chazaka, if the Ma'ar can be Maitzi from the Machzik, or we say he can't be Maitzi Miyadi until the Ma'ar brings a Raya that the Karka is his. The Rambam in Hilchas Toyin V'Nitin, Perik Yudalid, Halacha Yudbeis, writes that even though he has no Taina, the Din is Ein Maitzin Miyadi Achiyovia Ma'ar Eidem Shishaloi. The Marakama cannot be Moitzi the Karka from the Machzik until he has Eidim that it's his, even though the Chazaka of the Machzik is not a good Chazaka. It's Chazak Sheni Mataina. The Miri brings that as Yesh Chelkim, though. There are those that hold that since the Ma'ar is tiny, Bari, it's his, and the Machzik is Moitzi, it's not his. He just doesn't know. He has no Raya, so Moitzi Amena Balei Raya. But the Shita Sarambam is that the Marakama cannot be Moitzi it without a Raya. The Nesivis and Simen Kufman Vav Siftes. Is of cotton test is mevar that pshat in the Rambam is that you can't be mitzi menu because it's daimed to an aveda that you can't be machzer without simonim. Just like an aveda, the aloch, if you find a lost object, the aloch is you can't return it without somebody, the person, the oived, the one who lost it, bring a rai that it's his. And this no, and the din is the simonim is a sufficient rai, but he has to bring simonim. So here also we look at the machzik like a shem raveda legabi the karka, and even though he's been mishtamish in it, he's allowed to do that because he's like a chotzer lekaima the agra, he's using it. Nobody else is losing out on the deal. So over here also, he can't return it, he can't give it back to the Marakama unless it's Vadai, the Marakamas. But the Stipler in Simen Chavav asks a starker kash on the Nesivis, and he says that you can't compare it to the case of Shem Raveda. That halacha of a Shem Raveda, that he's not allowed to return it without a Raya, who is the Bailim, is only in a case where he already was Neschayiv and Ashova. If he was in Schaiv and Hashavas Aveda, that means he picked it up, and Zachiyah Veheshavas of Hashavas Aveda, Lisuchel Salim, and he has to return it. So then Avadi can't return it without knowing that it's going to the proper Bailim. He has to be Mekayim as Chiyah Hashava. But if let's say there's an Aveda that's sitting in the marketplace, and one guy tainas that it's his, when there's no halacha that the Royim that can have to stop him from taking it, we don't see a Chiyah on the Royim, the ones who see it, Timakim from taking it until he brings a Simon or Edim. There's no such halacha, nobody has a chiyav ashavi that they have to stop the other person from taking it. Adrab will say in such a case, Safik inuach lo yitel, because maybe the Baal will come and take it. Only in a Shem Raveda, he's already took it, and he's in Schaiv and Ashava, so he can't be master it until the Teveah brings a Raya, b'simon, and b'edim. So Mel over here, in this Karka, that the Maxik was Maxik for himself, why was he Maxik for himself? He claims, nobody told me anything. So somebody else comes now and tainas that it's his, the Marakam is Ma'arer. It's mistaver that it's doimet and aveda, that's munachas b'shuk, that's in a marketplace, that's outside. It's not, the machzik does not have a din shomer on that karka, it's not avuda klal from the bailam, adrabba. Through his chazok, maybe he has a righty mabit from the bailam, miketayna lekuach biyadi. It's not called that it's chalanim achiyav ashova, that he can't return it without a raya that it belongs to the marakama. Mem is the goin in Simon in the Bir Agro and Simon Kuf Mem Vav Siv Katan Chav brings that the Mordechai brought a raya to the Shitas Rambam from the Gemara in Daf Lam and Dalad Am Beis. The Gemara in Lam and Dalad Am Beis, when it speaks about Kol Dalam Gavar, says he Tafsinon Loim Afkinon, that if you grabs it, you don't take it out. You can't be Maitzi. So here also, if he's Toifah said he can't be Maitzi to the Marikama. The goin asks that he says Hosam Shani over there. It's different. Shibiyad Bezdin over there. It's in the hands of Bezdin. If it's in the hands of Bezdin, the din is Bezdin can't be Maitzi without a klar psak. That's why Loim Afkinon. But over here it's not in the hands of Bezdin, over here it's by a private person. Why is that a right that he can't be Maitziyat? Vesu, the guy also asked, also Mika Trey Ma'arim. They're both two people be Ma'ar v'cholechon makrish chaveri. Each one's contradicting his friend. Each one says it's his. Ulachain, ainu bedin shiyetzim yad Bezdin kim shiadu alonish echot bol igzel. It's not correct that Bezdin should be Maitziyat, because we know one is stealing, one is not saying the truth. But over here in our Gemara, Ma'ar Echad Minol Shem Etziyim Mizeh Shem Moed Hashem Leibos Luschus Lazeh Shetoyin Bari Shul Shaloi. But in our case, where there's only one Ma'ar, that it says that it's his, the Morakama says it's mine, and the Magzik doesn't say, I'm not saying it's his, I'm not saying the Kuchi B'yad, he's saying Li'om Ali Adam Dav Me'olam. So Mecha Tesi can't be Moitzi from the Magzik that's Moed, that he has no Schus in it, and give it to the one that Tainas, a Tainas Bari, that it's his. So it's not a comparison at all to the earlier Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Furthermore, the guy asks from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey, it says in Daf Lamed Hey, it says then bo echa min hashuk v'tofas meitzin miyodoy. If somebody from the marketplace grabs it, you take it away from him. Af bishein the ma'ar arrive, there's no ma'ar even the ma'ar doesn't have a riot. Now this class kasha the nesivis and shar mishpat and miyashin over there, it's different on Daf Lamed Hey that already the ma'ar taina shaloi before the guy grabbed it. So then you take it away from the guy who grabbed it. Mashenkin and Awa Sugi and then the Rambam we're talking about the masik went down and did without any ear. It's ready tachas yodoy. So maybe you'll say takeim mitzin mimena b'loy raya. But still, it's shver. Where did the Rambam get this halacha from the makar that the Mordechai brings from the Aflam and Dalar and Beis by Tafsin Alei Mavkin? And the Goyin already said it's takah not a raya over there. Over there it's takah biyad Bezdin where there's two ma'arim, and there's also where there's two ma'arim. But over here, then you yourself are ma'ida that you don't know why you're in this land. So and the Marakama comes with a tainus bari that it was his. Why is the din that you're not ma'itziyam miyode? It was takah pshat. And then the stipel doesn't. And we already mentioned in the Sivus Teretz that has din of Shem Raveda. We expected from the stipler that it's very shver that teretz because it wasn't chal on you a chiyav hashava that you should say a din of Hashem Raveda. Zok the stipler upshat in the Rambam as follows. He says the mekor of the Rambam is from Yushalmi in Paragimel of Kiddushin. The Gemara says over there that Kiddashti as biti. If a father says I married off my daughter of any day of me Kiddashti and I don't know to who I married her off to. And somebody comes along and he says that he was Mekadisher. The halacha is we pass like Rav Elazar the Nemut. Is Nemut to say that he was one of Mekadishim, her this woman, this daughter of yours. And the Yerushalmi says the ain lemeid the middle davar acher because he says oimer macharti esodi. Somebody who says, let's say I sold my field any idea of me, and I don't know who I sold my field to. Uvo echad v'amani lekachti, and somebody comes along and says I bought it. Loi kol haymenu. He's not believed to say that he bought it. The Yerushalmi is saying that Hagam Legabi Kedushin, when a father says he married off his daughter and somebody doesn't know to who, and somebody claims he's the Mekadesh, the fellow is believed. But that's only Legabi Kedushin. We will not apply that same din Legabi Mechira. Legabi Mechira, we won't say that if a guy says I sold, I don't know to who, that the guy who comes along and says it's mine, that he should be Neman. And L'chayr, it's mavur from over here, that even though the Meicher is Maida, that the Karka, this Karka is that he already sold it. It's not his. It's not his Karka. He sold it to somebody else. And somebody else comes along and the Tainas Bari that it's his, that he bought it. Still, you don't give it to him without a Raya. So what's the pshat? You don't give it to him without a Raya. It doesn't mean that the embassy give him the field, but he's not Nemel Ahachzik Atzmi to a Bailam Gomer. It doesn't mean that. The Pashas of the Yishalim means that you don't let him go into the land Bechlal, Tim Yisrael Lidvarov. So let's talk to Stipel, L'chayr, it's a Kavachayim. Madach, in the case of the Yishalim, there is a Shtikel Echocha that he's saying the truth. Because he should be afraid, the maid of Balasada will recognize that he's not the one who bought him. That's the whole svara why Bekidashti is biti. We believe the Mekadesh, because we say that the Yenak, a person not in Mechutzav, to say to the father, I was the one who married your daughter. Maybe the father will taka recognize that it wasn't him. And that's why he's taka Neman. And so by Mama, we should also say the same thing, that somebody that said he sold the land, he doesn't know to who, and then a fellow comes along and says, I was the one who bought it. That fellow should be believed because he's embarrassed or afraid that the owner of the field will recognize him and say, oh no, I didn't didn't sell it to you. And still, the Yerushalmi paskins that Memoina is not Nemon to give him the field without a raya. So Mela Kol Shkein Zok the Stiple in the case of the Rambam, where the Ma'ar is not Choshes so much that he's remarker in the machzik, and he's not the bala, he's not necessarily not the balakarka. He's maybe take bought it from the real bailim. The Ma'ar should really think that he bought it from the real bailim, but he doesn't have such a strong taina, and he doesn't know. The Ma'ar doesn't know that the machzik is not maker the bailim of the karka. Maybe there's reason to say that he's not saying the truth. So there's reason to say that the Marakama is not saying the truth in his taina that it's his. So in such a case, we'll apply the din of the Yerushalmi and we'll say that we keep it by the machzik, and we will not give the land to the Marakama, to the Ma'ar, unless he has a raya. He has to have a raya. The taina that he has, the taina's bari, is not such a stark a taina. And he's not so afraid that the machzik knows that he's not the bailim, or he is the bailim, that he's been contradicted by the machzik. So Melo, there's mokim to say that he doesn't have the same type of nemanis that like the cases of the Gemara in Kedushin, and therefore we'll not give it to him without aid and without a proof that he's the bailim. And that's the yisoid of the Shitas Rambam, that the din is that even though the Masik is a Chazok Sheini Mataina, and the Chazok Sheini Mataina is not a Cheskes Gimel Shonim, still Ein Moitzian Oisa Mi Yodai. The Gemara brings a Maisu with Rav Anan that it was Shokal Bidka Ba'are. The Mayim came and was Shaitef away the Mechitzes. Ozal Hodar Guda Ba'are Dechavre. Put the Mechitza in the land of the neighbor. Ozal Kameh Rav Nachman Omale Zil Hodar. Put it back where it was. So Rav Anan said, V'achzikili. I was machzik in it. I built a kaisel al piv with tzavosoi. And the Gemara says, Omalei command, Rav Yehuda, we have a chazaka like Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, don't recall the fun of l'alta, we chazaka, l'sechzik of a sai, we don't pass in like them. So as chazaka, he can't be zeicha. Omalei v'ochel, they were meichel, d'os of a sai, gude badoi, they came and they helped me build a wall. Omalei, to hold him back, mechila betoiz, it's a mechila betoiz, because at gufach, you yourself, yaviyadis, le'yaviyadis, you wouldn't have done that. Kechidat, le'yaviyadis, like you didn't know this was the wrong place for the mechitza. Hunami le'yaviyad, they also did not know that this was the wrong place of the mechitza. The first shayla in the Rishayim is that it sounds like from the Gemara that if it would be a real mechila, then it would help, even though we're talking about, with the siyu about good about doi, we're a real mechila, even though we're talking about karka. The Ritva asks, we don't see that mechila could help in karka, or anything that's koni lebayil mekinyan aguf. Mechila only helps in shibudim, or a chayv, something which I have to give back. I'm a shubit to you, I'm meichel the shibud. Or something, if you're a shubit to me, I'm meichel the shibud. If you owe me money, I'm meichel the chayv. But how does mechila help to make a hakna? So the Ritva says the Mechila's Lavdavke means that he was masking that it should be Mekabal Matarim Etech Shaloi, and when he helped me, it's as if he said, Lechazeku Kni. Really, the Loshna Rajbam is mashed like that. It says, Ve'ochil Shehikneli, he was makne to me. Ve'chivin Shesayeh, he was Messiah me, he helped me out. It's Kmanda Omer Lechazeku Kni, as if he told me, go ahead and make a Kinyan Chazoka. Ve'tosvis, Dira Maschel Omar, and Tosvis Dira Maschel Vahoz, mashed that it's a real Mechila. Now the Ramban, the Ram, the Rashba, the Mefarish, the Ravanan did not taina matona. That wasn't his taina. The Vikuch wasn't on the bailas of the Mokim HaKoysel. The taina of Mechila was on Hezekria. They explained that we're talking about a karka where there was a chiv on both the Ravanan and his neighbor to be baina mechitza midin Hezekria. And Ravanan was baina the Koysel and the Shetach Shachaver and his friends Chelik, and the Shachin taina that he has to rebuild the Koysel and the Shetach that belongs to both. Rav Anan taina that even though mitchila he had to build it on the shetach that belongs to both, so it shouldn't be Hezekria, but once he was shaysek, when the kaisel was built completely in his own rishus, and he was not meicha, so he was meichel on the schus to be baina the chatzi kaisel on the shetach of Rav Anan. In other words, it should have been between both lands, half in Rav Anan, half in his neighbor. Lamaisi he built it fully in his neighbor's land. And he wasn't meichel. So Rav Anan's tiny, he was meichel the schus that he should be able to have it built on chelik of Rav Anan. He was maxic in that schus, and his mail is no more hezekri anymore. He's not mechuyev. Take away the wall. Rav Nachman told him, you were not machzik. It's a Ravan and Tanya and Echanami. It was no chazaka, but the Shachin helped me. He helped me build it. So that means he was meichel on the Sheba that I have to give him the right to build the wall, and at least half the wall on my chelik. So the Mela, once he was meichel on my Sheba, so that he give the wall where it is, and the wall is taken where it has a griya. And the fizeh, the Ran says, it's very geschmack, loshen of mechila, because no kinyan in the gufa karka, it's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a mechila in the zchus to be boina, chatzi akoisel, in the shetach, in the area, in the land of Ravanan. And on that zchus, Ravanan is claiming that he was meichel. Another very important nekuda that the Rishayim took at length is that the Loshna Gemara is mashma that it's a mechila betois, it's a mistake, because you didn't know that this, either the way the Rishbam, the Ritva says, the land or the schusva to build a wall in the land was belonging to the neighbor, but if you would have known, or he would have known, then you wouldn't have been maknit, which is mashma, the Rishayim medayik, that if the Shachin would know that Rav Anan didn't know, then it would be a chazak. In other words, let's say Rav Anan didn't know, but the Shachin, the neighbor, did know that this land was his, and he was not a moicha. I mean, the Bailam knew that Rav Anan was being koina, a land that belongs to him, so then Rav Anan would takar be koina, even though Rav Anan did not know, and he did not have kavanah to make chazak and to be koina, but since the Shachin knew, that would be enough to say that Rav Anan should be koina. That's why the Gemara has to speak out, both Rav Anan didn't know, and the Shachin didn't know. They both didn't know, it was a complete mechila betoyis, and a mechila betoyis is chayzer. So the Rishayim ask that l'chayra, even if Rav Anan did not know that he's making a kinyan, even if the Shachin knew, but l'chayra it's a kinyan shlemi daita, it's not a kinyan, he was not mechavin lizkos. Why isn't that exactly like the case of somebody who's oider, somebody who digs minichsi ager, and he thinks it's his, where he didn't have kavanah to make a kinyan, and the Gemara in Yevamos Nafnun Bey says that a oider minichsi ager, chsavir shaloi hu, and he thinks it's his, he's not kainah, he wasn't mechavin to make a kinyan, so there's no kinyan here. Over here also, Rav Anan was not mechavin to make a kinyan, since he was not mechavan to make a kinyan, although the Shachin knew about it, and let's say if he was not meichel, he was meichel, or he was even maknet, but l'chayr is no kavana for a kinyan, so how do we say the Rav Anan has a kinyan? The Ran, the Mitzvon, Muk Yosef, the Rishonim bring, b'shem the Ravid, a gevaldik teretz. And the Ravid answered that over here it's different, since there is das acheres makne, so he's kaina without he himself being mechavan liknos. That means where there's das acheres makne, the machzik does not have to have kavana to be kaina. Now, we find many sheets in the Rishayim that have a katan, that even though a katan does not have a zechiyah midoy raisa, but if there's das acheres makne, then a katan could be zeicha, even though he himself has no ability to be kaina, but das acheres makne to zeif, that the katan could be zeicha. Pashtus, what does that mean? It means that the kinyan is not being chal through the kaina, because a katan cannot make a kinyan, or he's not mischavin liknes. The kinyan is chal through the makne. So that since if the whole aknah is chal through the makne, so we don't need das of the kaina. And the male of here also, even though Rav Anan himself did not have kavana to be zeicha, to make a kinyan, but the makne did. If the Shachin had in mind, the Shachin knew that he's building the wall in his rishus, and he's being makne the karka to him, so it would be a proper hakna, and you don't need the das of the kaina bichlal. There is those that the Divrei Yecheskel brings, Simon Nun Gimel is Gimel, that the Cholkim and the Ravid will hold that a Maisa that's not made Lashem Kinyan, it does not have on it a Shem Maisa Kinyan Bechlal. And the Mela doesn't help to say that he had Kavana, that the Makne had Kavana to Makne him. It doesn't make a difference. The Maisa, the Zeich himself, does not have Kavana. The tour asks a stira in the Ravid over here. What's that the Ravid himself, L'chayr, is saying in our sugya that if the makne has kavana to give it over to you, then the kaina he could be kainet, even though he himself does not have kavana. Frag the tour, that's a stira to a different Ravid. Even though the Ravid says in the case where somebody brings chamayrim to his house with grain on top of the chamayrim, on top of the donkeys, and the Mashiach is, in order to be kainit, the halacha is that even if you pasak dom, you made up to a certain price, and you moda, the moicher measures out the grain on the chamayrim is not the kaina is not kaina. If the lokeach is madad, he's kaina because he made a mshicho or hagbah. But if the meicher just measures out the grain, is not kaina. The Ravid says that even if the lokeach was moided on the chamayrim, even if the lokeach measured out the grain that's on the donkeys, he's not kaina because he didn't have kavana for mshicho. He didn't have kavana to make a kinyan mshicho and to be kaina medida. That's stop measuring. He didn't have mind to be kaina like that. He didn't have come on a liknois. So the Torah asked that the Chayes have warned the Ravid that as long as he's not mechav l'shem kinyan, is not kaina, even though l'chayr in that case is a das acheres makna. So l'chayr, how's that shtim with the Ravid now a sugi that says that Ravana would have been kaina even though he didn't have come on a liknois, as long as there is a das acheres makna. L'chayr, it's a steer in the Ravid. Now those that suggest that maybe there are two Ravids, but the Pashtis is a stark kasha on the Ravid. This the Rishonim also bring the Rishonim that the other Rishonim that argue on this Ravid. They say that if the Lekech is Maided, then he's kinda because it blibes like the Aknof and Das Acheres of the Bailim. And the sheets arrive that it says Beferish like that, and so model Lekech should zicha be kinda. Why isn't it kinda? Lecher, you have a Das Acheres makna. So Nesivis answers this question. Nesivis says that it is different that the Meicher, his Kavana, was not the Tagbah should be the Tzerech Kinyan. The Tagbah was only the Tzerech Medida. So there's no Das Acheres Makne, really. He didn't have in mind that he should be Zeich in it, the Tzerech Kinyan. He knew that the Kaina is being Maided is measuring it, but the Tzerech Medida, just to measure it out, but not to be Kainit. So Mila is missing the Das Acheres Makne. The Rikivagir and the Tshuva is at Simon Lamed Zayin. He says, depending on the Ravid, that the model of Lekeach is Gora. Why? Because the Gilui Daita Kazu Havikilo Pirish Shadayin in Reitza Liknois. It's as if he's Mefarish that he doesn't want to be Koina. That means he knows that he should make a Maisa Kinyan, and otherwise he can't be Koina, and still he's Isaac over here in Kavanas Medida. He's just measuring, not for Kavanas Kinyan. So if he doesn't want to be Koina, so then he's not Koina even if there would be a Das Acheres Makna. Mashenki, by the case of Avanan, he didn't know Bechlal that he has to be Koina. If he doesn't know he has to Bechlal to be Koina, then he could be Koina with such a Maisa even without any Kavana whatsoever. And the stipend, the Kilis Yankiv, Simuch of Zion, is Masbir, the Kivager. What's the Kavana? Omer Rabbi Kivegi says that there are two inyanim of Kavana in a Maisa Kinyan. There's an inyan of a Kavana in a Maisa Kinyan which shows that you're being shaylit on the moment as if the Kederach HaBailim that normally uses it in a certain fashion. You're also being shaylit on the moment showing an ownership on the money like a Kederach HaBailim. That's the normal way of making Kinyan, and with that you're Zeich in the Kinyan. The case of Anon, you were Isaac in it. Vitoyer Bailim, like a Bailim, you were digging, you were Bainim Mishaloi. That's a Maisa, like a Maisa Kinyan was being shailed on the moment, like a Derech HaBailim. What was the Chisaron? The Chisaron was, you didn't have Kavana. You didn't have Kavana that I date such a Maisa, you should become a Bailim. So in such Echetimtza, which is what's missing in the Kinyan, is not the Etzim Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan is a good Maisa of showing Bailis. What's missing is the Kavana to be Kaina I date such a Maisa. Zakhta Stipler, that of here, the Ravid said that with the Das Acheres Makna, you don't have to have Kavana Lekinyan, and you can be Kaina even without Kavana. As long as Klap in the Makna, there's a Maisa which is Mechiach, that is Gomel Bedaitel Ahaknois. So Mela, that blibes a Maisa Kinyan with the Kavana of the Makna. But in the case of the Ravid, by the Medida, we measure the grain, he made Hagbah, Meshicha, if you only the same Medida, only to measure. So that Etzem Maisa is not a Maisa Kinyan. It's a chisaron. That's a ma'aser kinyan. It wasn't the teiras on haga of a bailim. It's measuring. Anybody could measure it. So if the Ravid holds that with the chisaron, that's a ma'aser kinyan, it doesn't help the das acheres makne. It doesn't help the fact that the bailim, the meicher wants to makne to you. In such a case, his das will not shtaltzu a kinyan because it's chaser in the etzem ma'aser kinyan. Lefi zeh in Shitas HaTosfos later in Daf Pedal and Beis that hold that if the lekeach was made and measured out, the lekeach is taka kaina. We're explaining the Ravid that it's chaser in the etzem ma'aser kinyan. He's only mechaven for medida, for measuring. He's not mechaven to do a meshicha or hagbah l'shem kinyan. So the chari have to say according to these rishonim that it's still not doyim to the case of oider benichsi ager v'sovet shaloyin, because in such a case you have no kavana for kinyan at all. Over here, you'd be misasik and medida to be kind of later. even though the kavanah is not to be kainet with this etzem maisa, but you want to be measured in order to be kainet. So bizman the medida, even though you're not mechavan liknais, they hold that it's enough the kavanah of the maknet to go ahead and create a das acheres maknet. And mill, you'll have a kinyan. It's not completely not a maisa kinyan. It's not a maisa that you want to be kainet mechavan to the etzem kinyan with this maisa, but you want to be kainet these chafotzim, and you're making a medida letzercha to be able to figure it out. So to be able to know what's here. So since you have das, eventually, to be kind with it, so we say that the das, you're being Isaac, kilu in the aschol of the kinyan, and male, the das acheres makna will help. The ktsois has a different malach to explain why das acheres makna helps by a cotton. Male, I'll sugi too, why das acheres makna should help. The lashon of the ktsois is that because sha cotton, kemoy she'ene befonovu, vizach eladim shle befonov. That's Lashon Rambam, and the Ksois explains it, that the Yisoid is that the din of Das Acheres Makne works mitam zechiyah. The Meicher is zeicher for the Kaina. Even though normally somebody gives somebody else a present cannot be zeicher in his own chafotzim for somebody else for a Kaina. You need somebody else to be zeicher for him. But over here, since the Kaina himself doesn't maisekinyan, but it's just not a good maisekinyan because the cotton is no das, or he doesn't have das to be zeicher bechlal, in such a case it helps the Das Acheres Makne that he should be Kaina medin zechiyah. And the male is zok the ktsois achidish that if the kaino or the meicher was a guy, it won't help because a guy is la bar zechiyah. But now the chayr is also pshat in the ravid that over here it can work with das acheres makne bidin zechiyah. In summary, we said two ways to explain the shitas ravid that although Rav Anan did not have kavana to be kaina, he still would be able to be kaina idei das acheres makne. Either das acheres makne means that the entire akna is mitzad the makne, or like the ktsais explains, works midin zechiyah. And to fan for the stiris arrived, we said either you have to say the ktsais says it's two rivids, or the nesivis says a teretz because the meicher did not have kavana that the kabah should be letzerich kinyan, or it's only letzerich medida, so there's no das acheres makne. Or like we said over from the Kivager and the beer of the Kilis Yankiv, that the only time a Das Acheres Makne works is where there is a Maisa Kinyan. And it's only Chaser in the Kavana. But in the case of the Medida, it's Chaser in the Etzem Maisa Kinyan. Tosfos asks that how could the Gemara say, the corner of Nachman, the halacha is mechila betoyes is not a mechila. It's mevur in Perek Ezeu Neshech that Reb Nachman holds that except for Avoy, mechila betoyes is yes a mechila. So if mechila betoyes is a mechila, why in our sugya is it not a mechila? The Ramban, the Ram Dritva answer, Tosfos Kasha, and they say that over here it's different than the case in Ezeu Neshech. Over here, since he did not know that he's going into his own karka, that the Ramban is going to his own karka, there's not no mechile even betois. The Shachin had no idea what's happening. So the Shachin had no kavana to be meichel. It's comparable to what the Gemara says in Bamitzia da Sabbath Vavim Beis, the Gabi Aino, that since the person does not know there is Aino here Bechlau that is being overcharged, he didn't know to be meichel, a yod adalimchel. Mashenkel Gabi the meicher peiris dekel, a person sells the peiris dekel chaveri, the meicher knows that the peiris are his and he's giving reshus to his friend, but he thinks that the kinyan was chal and he can't be chayzer and he doesn't realize it. So therefore, it's a mechila betoys, which is yes a mechila, but at least he knows what he's doing. He knows that he's giving it to somebody else. That's a mechila betoys. Over here, where bichlal has no idea that Ravan is going into his own karka, it's not even a mechila betoys. The Ktsois in Simen Kuf Mem Beis Sivkot and Aleph is Miyashiv Tosfos Kasha based on what on the Shitas Ravid. We had said earlier the Rishonim had asked that how could Rav Anan be Zeiche, he was not Mechavin Lichnois. And the Ravid answered that since it's a Das Acheres Makne, you don't need to have a Kavana Mitzad, the Kaina, the Das Acheres Makne is enough. So Mimela, that's Pshat of here also. That even if you say Mechila Betoyes is yes a Mechila, that only works Midin Yush. And Midin Yush says Miyai, she gives up. But that's over here, that's not called a Das Acheres Makne, that would not constitute a Hakna. And Mele Rav Anan would not be able to be Zeicha, ki had no Kavana Liknois. Since over here we're explaining, Lefi the Ravid, that Rav Anan would have been Zeicha only because of a Das Acheres Makne, a Mechila is not sufficient for that. However Mechila works, even when it works within years, so we'll soon see from other Peskim, but it will not constitute a Das Acheres Makne. And therefore, it would not help to say Mechila Betoyes Havi Mechila. Where do we find such a musig that Mechila is midin yish? So here the Achreinim bring an agoyis ashri and bab mitziah. over there in Perikes on Neshech, that is mevayer that even though a kinyan betoyis could be chayzer, that means a person makes a kinyan by mistake, a vadi could be chayzer, because the moment that's tachas yoda, you have a koyach to be chayzer on that money, but a person has money and he sells it to his friend, and he sells something to his friend, and he's meichel to him the money, even though it's betoyis, it's chaver is zoyche. And the Goyis Ashri says, because it's midi da'avi ha'afkeir ba'alma d'choshev hefker. It's like somebody being mafkir something, and that's called a proper hefker. So over here also, kenegde is kind of b'yush bailim. It's kind of din yush. And the Ktsois is masber this Goyis Ashri, that the reason why he's able to be kind of hagam l'chayre was a toys, is midin yush. And Zokta Ktsois, because Yush, the Ktsois and Simen Kuf and base of cotton olive, because Yush, B'toys, helps. Every Yush, an Aveda is a toys. He doesn't know where the Aveda is. If he would know where the Aveda is, he know where the lost object is, he wouldn't have been Miyayish. And still we say that that has a din of Yush. So just like Yush, B'toys, has a din of Yush, over here also the way Mechila would work is Megeder of Yush, and Mechila B'toys, I mean Yush B'toys is a Yush, so Mechila B'toys also it will blive a proper Mechila. Rabbi Chanan, the Kevet Shur, Mois Kuf Ayin Aleph asks that Yush only helps in something which is lost from the Bailim. Something which is lost from the Bailim has a din of Aveda, something which has a din of Aveda, Yush is Mail. But over here we're talking about somebody who's willing to listen to Beis Din, waiting for Beis Din's Psak. Where's the Aveda over here? There's no din Aveda to say that it blibes there's a din of Yush, l'chayret. So Rabbi Chanan argues on this Havana in Mechila B'toyis, and he says that we have to mechalik differently between Kinyanim and Mechila. All Kinyanim are not chal B'toyis, like Hegdash or Hefker. It doesn't help B'toyis, and Mechila does help B'toyis. Not the pshat like the Agoyis Ashri, that Mechila B'toyis is like a Yush. We have to mechalik and say that all kinyanim, there's a hitzah from one rishus to another rishus. From the rishus of the bailim to the rishus of the mekabel, rishus of the noisim to the mekabel, from the meicher to the lekeach, that does not help betoys. But mechilas chayiv, there's no hitzah from rishus to rishus. It's just that the loive is part of having to pay. So mechila is an inyan of the mesalik achshiba, mesalik achayiv. And a mela, that could help, even though it's betoys, because it's not going from one rishus to another rishus. And the fizeh Taisus Miyash, the Kavet Shiur of Lachanus Miyash, the Taisus Kasha on Rashi, and he says that over here the Shochein had to be makne the lantern of Anan, and Mela it's not doimet to Mechila Bechlau, it's doimet Takno, which is not help betoys. And Mela Rashi sheet is that Mechila betoys is Mechila, but Taisus is going to argue, and Taisus is going to say that it won't help because over here you have to have Akno, and Akno is not the betoys, not Akno. Mechila's chayiv could help it toys, but Akno's chayiv it's ben or Akno's karkel now sugi baravanan cannot be a bit toys. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid brings another maisa. Rav Kahana shokel bitko ba'are. There was a flood in his land. Ozal hadar guda ba'are de lav di day. He put the wall in the land that does not belong to him. Now we go to the Amid Beis. Ozal kamed Rav Yehuda. They came before Rav Yehuda. Ozal icy trace adi. They brought to Edom chad omar tarti utziyasa ol. One of the pair of Edom, one of the Edom said that two rows it was moved in. V'chadam, the other one said, Tlas utziyosol, three rows it was moved in. So Amalei told him, Zil shlim, tartim yigoy tlas, since they both agree that two rows it was moved in, so put back the two rows. The third row they argue about. It's Kamandalesa. Amalei, he told him back, he's Rav Kana, Torah of Yehuda, Kaman, who are you passing like? Rav Shimon Elazar? Nesan, Yom Shimon Elazar, Nechliku Besham, Vesil Ashteki to Edom, on two pairs of Edom, Shachas and Meres Mona, Vachas and Meres Mosayim. If one pair of Edom say that Reuven or Shimon Amona, and the other pair of Edom say Reuven or Shimon Mosayim, Shiesh Bukhlam Mosayim Mona, both agree that at least he has to pay the Mona. Alma Nechliku, the Machlekis, Al Kata Achas, and one pair, Shechreim Mona, Vechreim Mosayim. There's one pair, and one of them says a Mona. Of that pair of Edom, one of them says a Messiah, so then you have Machlekes Bishami Mishil. Bishami will say Nechleke Edusan, Mishil says Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mona. So Memela, according to Beis Hillel, even when you have one pair of Edom, and one of them says a Mona, and one of them says a Messiah, the Alochi is that a Mona is for sure Mechuyiv, because Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mona. So he was answering him back, and he was saying, in our case also, in the one pair of Edom, one of them says two rows, and the other one says three rows, it's the Yesh Bechlal, three rows is two rows, and male two rows you have to move back. L'chayra, the Gemara first establishes and says, Rav Shimon Elazar tells us that there's no machloikas beshavim beshilel by two pairs of Edim against another two pair of Edim. If two pairs of Edim, one, in other words, one pair of Edim says Mana and the other pair of Edim say Masayim, everybody agrees, Bechlal, Masayim, Mana. Now, L'chayr, we really had a machlaikis about this earlier in the Flam and Aleph, machlaikis of Chizna, of Huna, of Korncha, of Chizda, we have two Kite Edim, two pairs of Edim that are Machisha, Zu, Azu, that are contradicting each other. He says, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali, with pairs of Edim that are saying a non-truth that we don't assume, we don't go with the Cheskas Kashas, and the Apostle Edis Acheres. So L'chayr, why over here did Rabbi Shimon Elazar say that there's no machlaikis b'shavim b'shilol b'shavim Kite Edim? So the Tosis Reed explains that even according to Rav Chizda, that's only when each one is made bifnei atzma. One pair of Edim is made bifnei atzma, and then another pair of Edim comes and made bifnei atzma. So then they are machishas zu azu, and Rav Chizda holds you don't go basa cheses kashrus. And since one of them is for sure possible, we don't know which one. We say they are psulim leedus acheres. But over here, where they are made al odem echad that is chayv mamon lechaveroi. So in manav shoch one cat is for sure kshera. Even if they want to say that there is a shnei kite edim amachishim zu azu, one of the kite edim is kshera, and that much you have a pair of edim that is saying for sure that he owes a mana. So lachol apachis you have an edus that he owes a mana. So avada over there it's pashit that yesh bechlal masai mana. But where did Rabbi Shimon Elazar say there is a machlekes beis shamay beis hillel? So let's go to that case. He said we have one pair of edim. And in that one pair of Edim, one of them says a mana, and one of them says a Masayim. So Bishami says Nechlekei Dusan. But according to Beis Hillel, Yesh Bechlal, Masayim, Mana. So the Rishayim ask that, what's Pshat of Beis Hillel, Yesh Bechlal, Masayim, Mana? How could you be Mekabel the Edus? One of them is not saying Edus Emes. One of them is being Meshaker. Even according to, and this Akasha, the Rishayim are asking, is even other Mandiyamah, even according to Avuhuna, that by shtei kite edim hamakrish zu azu, the halacha is that each one is bo bifnei atzmo umeida, because we say that they each have a cheskas kashrus, but a Rav Huna will be meida that one from one pair of edim and one from the other pair of edim that are contradicting each other avada not mitzdarif. One of the pairs of edim are for sure not saying the truth, even according to Rav Huna. It's just that each one independently we say has a cheskas kashrus. But if they take one aid from one pair and one aid from the other pair, they're not mitzarif. So we hear, how could they mitzarif the two aidim that are makrishim zezeh? Where do we have a pair of aidus? One is saying mana, one is saying masayim. They're contradicting each other. So the Ritva and the Ran and the Muki Yosef explain that over here, there's no sheker. Because it's avidi inchi limiti meintarti litzlas. It's normal for a person to make a mistake between 2 and 3 or 1 and 2. And in Mela, over here, we're not going to say that they're both contradicting each other. We're going to say that the one who said Masayim maybe made a mistake, maybe it was only a mana. And since we're going to say he made a mistake, maybe it's only a mana, I'll call upon him, we have Edus that he owes a mana. And in Mela, that's what Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Therefore, Bishtila will say that in one pair of Edim, even if one says Mana, one says Masayim, we have Al Kalponim, we have Edus on a Mana. The Tosis Rid brings B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak that he answers that over here it's not considered a Choshe Beid Echad. Why? Because since there's no Teras Hazama in an Eid Echad, only in Edim, so ain't teres hakchosha bekrach. Just like there's no hazama, there's no hakchosha. What does that mean? Just like it's not eid echad, it's not an eidus shlema to say a din of hazama. It's also not an eidus shlema to say a din of hakchosha. So it's as if he wasn't made anything at all in terms of hakchosha on the eid echad. So each one is not considered contradicted. The Tosis Rid is matmiya on Shabbani Yitzchak. He says that Bezin sees clearly over here that one of them is saying eidus sheker. And he was over in Lisana Briyecho Eid Sheker. So he's a Rosha. So how could you go ahead and mekabel the Eidus of that Eid Echad? You have definitely one of them that is not saying the Emes. If you don't go with the Teretz of the Rishayim, of the Ritva, and the Ran of Muki Yosef, that over here neither one is lying because a person makes a mistake. So what are you telling me that since it's not Bazama, it's not by Kosha, and you don't have a pair of Eidim that are being Makrish the Eid Echad? But Lamaisa, Bezin sees that one of the two Eidim are not saying the Emes. If Bezin sees one of them not saying the Emes, how can he mekabel the Eidus? And the Bemis the Shach in Simon Lamed Aleph of Cotton Aleph brings that it was Nestapik Chachmi Brisk in this din. That means in a case where you have a Choshem and Eid Echad, can I get another Eid Echad? Is that like a Chosha of Treyu Trey? And it's totally in the Machlaikis of Hunan of Chizda if we say that This one has a cheskes kashrus. Or do we say that even the one that was made edus sheker is not posel leedus, and the male is kosher litzdarev leedus acheres? The chayrus mevur that we have a machloik. This nidoin of the shach is a machloikis between Rabbeinu Yitzchak and the Tosfos Rei that we just mentioned. According to Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he holds that even though there's a hakosha between the two eid echads, between the two eidim, and one of them is for sure not saying the truth, still we do not consider that a hakosha. It's still kosher leidus acheres. It's not a hakosha unless it's from two eidim. On the other hand, the Tosfos Rei that's matmiyah, and Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he holds that no, even eid echad is the same as shtei eidim. And an eid echad, if each one is saying something different and it comes out, one of them is saying eidus sheker, it's considered like an eid echad b'akhosha, and it has the same halacha as shnei kite eidim achisha zu, that is totally in the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. In the Bir Agro, in Shulchan Aruch over there in Siman Lamed Aleph, he's matmiah that really it's a beferish shikamar and shvuas daf memchesam and aleph. The gabe that an eidechad that's makrish another eidechad is considered like shnei eidim amakrishim ze, and according to Rav Chisda shripsul neidus acheres. And the Chari Tumim also asked that kasha that we see beferish over there in Gemara and Shavuos by a case of one says 3 mardois and one says 5 mardois. We see that Eirechad is considered Eirechad by Kosh, and there's no tzad to say that Eirechad is different. And that's the Chari, like the Tosfos Rei, that's me matmiya on Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The Tosfos Rei himself answers the kasha of the Rishonim, and he says, there's a chilub ti mekan labo and an oisa edus. Meaning, l'chayra, like the Gemara Baba Kamadaf Ayin Gimel says, that edim that become huzmu, they're not nifsal in mishal she'idu, they're not nifsal from the time when they said edus, el la'achet techidei dibur. They only become posel after techidei dibur, because up until techidei dibur, they could still be chayzer from the edus. And therefore, if they're made on geneva, and that somebody stole money, and also on tvicha, and they became huzam on the geneva, the edus of the tvicha is not bottle. Only the edus of the geneva is bottle, but not the edus of the tvicha. Memel over here, also we could say that legabi, the edus that they're being made in, that they are still kosher, and they only become posel later. Now, Be'emes and Tosfos, he discusses if how Rabbi Yehuda in our sugya, that holds like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, how it stems with what Rabbi Yehuda said somewhere else. In that Rabbi Yehuda's mashmah, he argues the machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Hardoi, legabi, edus on different things of lavan or shachar. And it's before from Tosfos that the svara of Shimon Elazar is that according to Beis Hillel, between a man and a mosayim, a person can make a mistake. And therefore Beis Hillel holds that if you have a pair of edim, one says a man and one says a mosayim, we say bechlal mosayim mana, and we say at least we have an edus for a mana. Then we don't say that either one is mshaker, because it could possibly be that he made a mistake. Mashen came between a chavis yain and a chavis shemen. There's no way that Adam can make such a mistake. What's the machlekes of Yudin Hardoi in Sanhedrin? Their machlekes is if mana shachar and mana lovan, is that the same like yain and shemen or not? Do we say that mana shachar and mana lovan is like mana and mosayim, and people make a mistake? You could make such a mistake, or we say people do not make such a mistake. It's like yayin and shemen. But al kalpanim in Tosfos it's muvor that it's mistaber to yimachshin eid echad that says mana, and the other one says mosayim more than if an eid echad says shachar and the other one says lavan. And by that much we see that there is a possibility to say that he made a mistake. But in the guf hadover that you made, you're the medayik, and since you're medayik in the guf hadover that you made over there, you do not make a mistake. Rabbi Chanan, the Kevitz Shur, Ma'is Kufayin Gimel, asks that even if you say that between Mana and Masayim, lo yavidi deto, even if you want to say that people do not make a mistake between a Mana and Masayim, not the way Tosfos takes on, but the fear of Nachman earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph, he says that even when you have two Edom that are makrish each other, you only say, v'may deskachush ikachush, v'may lo yiskachush lo yikchush. Only in that which there is an actual contradiction do we are mevatel eidus. But in that which there's no actual contradiction, we're not mevatel eidus. We say it's still a kosher eidus. That means according to Rav Nachman, by eidus mukcheshes, you don't say that if it's batel miktsasa, that it's going to be batel kula. You don't say that the entire eidus is going to be batel. So by mana and masayim also, why do you have to say that lo yavidi inish to tov, people don't make a mistake? Or even the tzad, maybe avida inish atol. They would make a mistake that one of them is mishakin. All you'd have is an erechot, and you have to say b'sila holds that no avida inish atol. What do you have to say this whole shakel v'tariyah for? Even if you say vade one is mishakin, but according to Rav Nachman, it's only what they are actually contradicted. We don't accept, but what they're not actually contradicted. And like for example, now a case in the Man Rishayna, there's no they should be accepted. So what's nafka mina if avida atol or not? The Bilchanan brings over there in Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel from the Shara Mishpat Simon Lamed Aleph that by Neidecha that Amakrishin Zezeh, Rav Nachman would agree to Ravo that one of them is Vade Posel. It's like an Neidechon Mikatzu, Neidechon Mikatzu that are not Mitzdarf. You can't combine the two. But Rav Chanan asked, that's still shver, because over there, the reason why you can't combine one aid from one pair and one aid from the other pair is because one of the pair of Edom already became posel with the original kosher. They are makrishim says there. We one of the pairs of Edom are not kosher. We don't know which one, so we can't take one aid from one pair and starve to with another aid from the other pair because we know one of these two Edom belong to the pair that are mukhash and absulim. But over here, in the same Edus itself, even if he's Meshaker, he's still not Posel until Achikredi Magodosai, which is what we quoted from the Lechayer of the Tosis Rid. So, like we said, it's before in the Gemara of a Kamen, I find Gimel, that we only Posel the actual, if there's a Kosh and Agoda, we only Posel for later, not Bishas the Agoda itself. So, Lechayer, it should come out over here that even if you'll say that Erechot is makish each other, and you'll say that they are supposed to be medayik and realize the difference between a mana and masayim, it still should be kosher al kaponim in this edus for the edus of a mana. So what's the tzad in the world that the edus should be nizbatel on the chelik that when they were not mukrish? And the Mechon blives by Akasha. Let's go one step further. Taisvis in the sugya, the Ramaschal Nechlika, Edusan, brings a kasha from the Rivo on Beishamai. Beishamai says that by Kat Achas in one pair of Edim, where one says Mea and one says Mosayim, we say Nechlika Edusan. We say it's considered Ek Edus Mekheshes. But by Beis Kite Edim, Beishamai, Rav Lozhim and Lozhar said that Beishamai agrees to Beis Hillel that if one pair says Mana and one pair says Mosayim, Yesh Machlal Mosayim Mana. Frekt Riva, just like in one pair of Edom, Beishamai hold that it's Nechlika Edusan and Blives Edus Mukheshes, so by Beis Kite Edom also the Edus should be bottle. Why? Because it's like Nimtze Echa Mehem, Karev Apostle, that Edusan is Betela, and Afilu Hein Mea. Why don't you say that the entire Edus is bottle? Now, really, the Ktsois in Simen Nun Beis, Ois Aleph, brings in the Marit that had a Shaila that what happens if Bishas Agodas Edus, the Edom themselves, do an Avera? Do they become posel ba'isa shah in that moment when they did an avera and a mela? They're also nifsal la'isa edus, or do we say they are not nifsal for that edus? They only become posel lachik kedei dibur because that edus themselves they can be chayzik. They only become posel later. So they gotta be that edus. They still have halacha that they blive edim ksherim. The Marit brings a raya from Tosfos, our Tosfos. That if Tosfos asks on Beishamai that you should say the Shabbat Mitzasa, but the Kula, it's a riot that become puzzle at the time when they do the Avera. And that's why Tosfos held that the whole Edus should be bottle. Not only Lachen Kedei Dibur, but right away they should be caught in puzzle. That's why Tosfos asked that Ba'isa Shah that they made Edus Shekhid Absulim, so Blives Nimsa El Echemem Karve puzzle, and the Din is they do some Betela. The Tosfos himself is Doicha the Raya. And he says, Yesh l'chalik, it can be chalik that it's dafka, somebody became posel as edus sheker, or Rosh the chomus, that the reason why we say the edim absulin is because it's a chashash that maybe he's going to lie. So then we say, once we're choshed them for being meshaker, mikana l'abo, so kosh came b'shaw that they did aver, they are also choshud l'shaker. And the male of the edus is posel b'shas maisa. Also, but somebody becomes nifsal, machmas, he did a different aver, which is a gzer sakosuv, that he's posel for edus, but not because we have a chashash meshaker, so then he's not nifsal, only mikan ula habo. But in the etzim edus itself, he would not be posel. And in Mela, in Tosis, it's not a raya. Tosis is talking about that it should be considered nimzechem and karve posel because of a chashash meshaker. We have a kosher, so if we have a reason to say that he's not saying the truth, avada, we're going to say it in the same edus also. And we'll say, Mela Tosis asked, you should have the din of nimzechem and karve posel, I do some betela, and even by two edim, against two edim, you should also say that we don't say bechlal mosayim mona, and we should say that the edus are posel. Reb Shimon Shkop and Simon Chov Gimel asks on Taisviz, then Rabbi Kamen Daf Ayin Gimel, which you mentioned, it's before that if Edom say Edus Sheker, and they become Edom Zaymin, they did not become possible Mishasa Edus only La'ach Etoch De Dibur. And like we mentioned, that's why if Edom say Edus on Gneva and Tvicha, and they become Uzam on the Gneva, the Edus of the Tvicha is not bottle. So I say, what's Tesis Kasha Nim Tzachman Korv Apostle Edus and Betela? But at that moment, they were not possible. And Mammas, we mentioned once in the previous Shurim, then Adaf Lamed Aleph, that the Shita Rabbeinu Peretz and the Marsha over there hold that the Eden Takan do not become Nesolim only Lachi De Dibur. But Shita's Rashi is that they become Posel Miyad when they made Sheker. And the Pnei Yeshua was Masbir that only Legabi Chablaiba Eidos Atficha should have a Shem of Eidos Kshera and should be Shaykh Hashem Hazama. Legabi that we say that at the time when they were made in Atficha they could be Chayzim and Eidos Agneva made on the Tvicha as Hashem Eidos and Shaykh Hazama. But Avada the Eidos Nifsal from the time that he was made. Mamish Bishas Maisis. So Mela Tesis Kasha and our Suga could be Lashitas Rashi that the Eden become Possel Bishas Maisa. Another Nakud in Tesis is that when Tesis asks, should we say Nimtsechem and Karbi Possel do some Betela? So the Ktsois and Simon Lamed Vav, if Kotten Dalit asks that Shitas HaTesis and other Rishainim is that the din of Nimtsechem and Karbi Possel is totally in the Shas Re'iyah Sa'edis when they see the Edis. That means if Bishas the Re'iyah they were not Neschav and Lahoya together, then you're not going to say the din that Edusin is Betela. So Melele Ksois asks, how could Tais ask now Sugya that the Edis should become Batel? Midin Edis should Batel Mitzosa Batel Kula Lachir Bishas. At the time when they saw the Edis, they did not become Possel. They only became Possel when they made in Bezen Edis Sheker. And if they only become Possel when they made in Bezen Edis Sheker, there's no din of Edis should Batel Mitzosa Batel Kula. The only time you say that Aloha is if they were Nitzdarev Bizman Haria and when they were Schaven Lahoid. Otherwise, there's no such Aloha. This Tais is Mefurish later on Kufyud Gimel Amid Beis. It's also in Sanhedrin and in Makis. So the Tumim in Simon Lamed Vav and the Ktsais in Simon Lamed Vav, they Yashiv and they answer that only Legabi Tziruf does Tais is hold that it's totally in Shas Haria. That means if a Shas Haria they were not Nitzdarev, so it's already Nechleko Eidus. Even though they Nistarif later, B'Shas HaGodah, they don't become Pussel. But if they were Nistarif B'Shas Sariah, even though at that time they were Ksherim, but since at the time of the HaGodah they become Psulim, Avadi could have a din of Eidus Shabbatu Mitzasa Batla Kula. In other words, Davka, if Nizman Ariah there's no Tzirif at all, and Mizman HaGodah, they became Mitzurif, then they did not become Pussel, because they already was Nechlik Eidusan. But if Mizman Ariah, they would starve. It doesn't make a difference that they still were Ksherim. Even though they become only Pussel, later at the time of the HaGodah, there'll still be a din of Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula. Now, Be'emes, Tyson Sanhedrin, Naflam and Aleph, Div Masa Shabbat Shammai answers this cash, and he says, you don't say Echad Nimtzechem and Karve Pussel only if they come Bas Achas Tech De Dibur, because then they consider Nedus Achas. But over here we're talking about that the two Kiti Edim came Bazeh Achazeh. So Bechlal, the cash is not Shver of Nimtzechem and Karve Pussel do some Betela, because the Edim are coming only Bazeh Achazeh. And the Sivis and Sivkot and Aleph says that Taisin HaOsugi did not answer that, because Taisin HaOsugi holds that Nimtzechem and Karve Pussel do not have to be made Bas Achas in order to have that din. And the Mele Taisis asks that even if the Edom, Shneki to Edom, came Bazeh Achazeh, you should still have the halacha of Nimtzechem and Karve Pussel Edusin Betela. But the Ktsai says that even those that hold that you don't normally need to come Bas Achas, but over here they are Maida, you have to come Bas Achas, because even though these two pairs of Eden were Mitzur Bishas Deria, but at that moment the Shas Deria so Edis they were Ksherim, like we mentioned before, and only Bishas Da'agod and Bezna become Possel. The male, they have to be Nitzarif Bishas Da'agodah. So even though in a normal case you could have the Aloha Nitzachem and Karve Possel, even if in the Hagodah it wasn't Bas Achas, it was Bezeh Achazeh, but that's only if the Nimtzechem and Karve Possel is in the Rias Eidus. In the Rias Eidus they became Possel. But if in the Rias Eidus they were Ksherim, even and they were Mitzurafim, in the Rias Eidus they were Ksherim, now you want to pass them on Nimtzechem and Karve Possel because they were Nitzarif in the Hagodah and one of them is Possel. So then you have to have a real Tzirif in the Hagodah and it has to be Bebas Achas. It can't be Bezeh Achazeh. Taisvis and our sugi that was not teretz like that. L'chir, he wants to be yashiv, even if you say they were made bas achas. He wants to say a teretz that you want to have the psul nitzachem and kari apostle, even if they came a bas achas. To summarize, we discussed three important nekudos. We discussed two ways to understand the Gemara. Why in Kat Achas that one of them says Manev Echad Em Masayim. The Bishil holds Yesh Bechlal Masayim Maneh. Why don't we say that Eid Echad is not kashrus? One of them is saying either sheker, and we said either because you can make a mistake between masayim and a mana, mele bechlal, there's no edim that are saying the non-truth, or like Tosis Rid brought from Ben Yitzchak Chiddush that an eid echad ba'chasha does not have a din of trei ba'chasha, and somehow as long as there's no two edim that are makrish one eid echad, the eid echad still has cheses kashas for b'shas ma'isa, and mele that's not a shaila if the eid echad can't be nisgavel. A second nekuda was, if the halacha of edim that do become pasul is dafke b'shas the edus, or it's only la'achir kedei dibur. And so the ktsais is mechalik between whether or not the psul is a psul al sechshash meshaker, or only al sechzeres hakasav al tashas rasha ed, where then the psul would only be la'achir kedei dibur. And the final point was in the halacha of nimtz echem and karve pasul, they do since betela, is that halacha dafka b'shas re'iyas ha'edus, or even if b'shas the hagada, there's a tziruf, also we could say that halacha. And then it might be that you must have a techdei dibur in the hagadas ha'edus.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.